there. Okay? Now, notice that what this is saying is that in order to work, in order to have its function as something that is able to move us and teach us, art has to be realistic. It turns out that Dante is not only speaking, therefore, about what's happening on the terrace of Purgatory, but about the art that was actually taking place, about the revolution in art that was actually taking place in his own lifetime.
If you were to pick up a sort of one-volume history of Western art, one of the things you would discover that is that toward the end of the 13th century, that is to say in Dante's own lifetime, there are extraordinary, I'm using the word advisedly, advances in art toward a more realistic vision of things, both in sculpture and in painting. Those of you who may have traveled a little bit in Italy have no doubt somewhere in Pisa or somewhere else bumped into one of the pulpits by the Pisano brothers from Pisa. These very high relief, very realistic depictions of events in Jesus's life depicted on pulpits. These brothers did a whole series of them. And there is good reason to think that Dante had something like those panels of that pulpit in mind. Most pulpits contained annunciations as one of the scenes when he is describing this marble sculpture he sees here on the first terrace of Purgatory. In addition, at this time, in his own city of Florence, there is a kind of revolution going on in terms of the verisimilitude of images in painting that we associate with the artist Giotto, who was a younger contemporary of Dante's and for whom there is some evidence that Giotto was a friend of Dante's, or at least that they knew each other. So that this revolution in art that is taking place, in the visual arts is taking place, Dante seems to be saying here, and in a related passage a little bit later on, this kind of art is particularly appropriate for moral improvement. This kind of art is particularly valuable for people who are seeking to work on the will and turn toward God, that this verisimilitude is valuable. Now, he doesn't deny that the earlier forms of art, which we would associate with a style called Romanesque, are not good kinds of art that do important things. But for the particular process going on here, it seems that Dante recognizes the art of his own day as being particularly valuable, particularly useful.
There's an interesting subtext here as well. One of the things that literary historians have noticed is that same kind of transition to a more realistic style, which took place in art in the period, was also taking place in literature. And of course, the person who was doing it was Dante himself. Yeah.
Right.
Which is to say, Dante is at least implying that his own work might be a good way to go about things if the purpose is moral improvement. Okay? The kind of art that Dante himself as poet is depicting in the Purgatorio is in some ways related to the kind of art that is depicted on the scene around the terrace of the proud. We'll see more about that a little bit later on, but the point I want to make right now is simply that there's an implied connection between what Dante is doing when he's talking about one form of art and the other form of art that ultimately becomes the Commedia itself. When talking about one, he's giving us clues about the nature of the other.
Let's say a word about the actual punishment going on here, because I think we'll see how it's related to the art. If you think of somebody that we met in hell who sort of exemplifies in the most direct way a kind of pride, it must be the character Farinata in Inferno 10. He's sort of there, yeah. Right, with his chest puffed out. He seems to hold all hell in disrespect,
yeah.
is a famous line.
Yeah,
you sort of picture him chin up. As Ron said, he looks like a statue of himself.
He's practicing for the pose of the statue of himself.
The way that pride is punished in Purgatory, in the Terrace of the Proud, therefore, is to have to be humped over. And in fact, all the sinners carry huge rocks on their backs so that they are forced to walk along slowly and looking down. And that becomes important because not only is there sculpture on the inside of the mountain, there are also, as I said, a series of these sculpted figures on the floor of this terrace, and they represent many examples of pride. so that they learn in art by the